Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Fantasy Football University, FFU, coming at you yet again in the offseason for our final mock draft of the offseason. Mr. Lang, you ready for some mock draft action?
Oh, yeah. Ready to get at this and put together the greatest team in the world.
Greatest team in the world. All right, let me pull this up on our screen. Why don't you introduce everybody to what we are doing today?
Yeah, so we are doing a 13-round, 12-team, half-point PPR draft. There's two running backs, two wide receivers, tight end, one flex, one quarterback defense, and then five bench spots. I am picking in the 12th spot. Billy is picking in the one spot, and we are going to put together the best teams that we can put together.
I apologize. Half PPR or full PPR?
Half PPR.
Half PPR. Let's make it happen, Captain.
All right. So the draft has begun, and Billy is on the clock.
I am on the clock with the number one overall pick in half PPR with a single flex. That is a gigantic difference to me, because if it was three wide receivers or if it was double flexes, I would have a strong consideration for Ja'Marr Chase here. However, it is not full PPR. It's not double flex. It's not. So I'm going to be going with my number one overall running back. We're going to go Bijan Robinson. Following Bijan Robinson, we got Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Jahmyr Gibbs, Ja'Marr Chase, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Ashton Johnsi, Amon Ross St. Brown, Malik Nabers, and now Tommy's on the clock. And we should point out, just by the way, we're doing this on Sleeper, so AI tends to take over some of the other ones, but they do a really good job with how they program their stuff, taking up all the other picks. Tommy's on the clock with the number 12 overall pick.
Yeah, so here, my first pick, pretty much all the running backs that I was looking at went off the board. And as we can see, that Derrick Henry continues to run up the clock to team six. So in this pick right here, I will be taking a wide receiver, Nico Collins. I think he's going to have a tremendous year. I think it's just going to be a nice continuation of what he showed last year. It's a great opportunity to take him there. With my next pick, because I know I'm not going to be able to find him on the way back, I'm really, really high on Jonathan Taylor this year. I think, that it's obviously a little bit of a reach, but you have to sometimes take the players that you want, that you're not, they're not going to fall back to you. I do value him over some of these other players that we discussed early in the offseason. So Jonathan Taylor, with the situation he has in Indianapolis, I will take him at this position here.
Interesting.
After that, Devon Achane goes, Puka Nacua goes, Josh Jacobs goes, Brian Thomas goes, London Irving, Brown Williams, Josh Allen goes, first quarterback off the board, and Ladd McConkey, and Billy's back on the board. And Billy will be taking JSN with the number two, or final pick of the draft.
Absolutely not. The first pick for me is pretty simple. I'm going to grab me some Chase Brown here. So the last guy on our tier of that tier of running backs, well, my some Chase Brown here. And in the wide receiver situation, I mean, so we've got a couple guys in that tier of a wide receiver left. So the Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison, Mike Evans, they're all there for the taking. They're not going to make it all the way back to me. So I'll try to keep that in mind. I could get Trey McBride here falling to the top of the.
So you take Trey McBride over Brock Bowers?
I believe in Trey McBride a bit more. Personally, we've had this discussion in the offseason about that.
Yeah.
I think, by the way, like those guys, they fell too far. I'm definitely going to grab one of them. I would definitely love to grab a wide receiver on the way back. You know what? We'll do that. I'm going to grab the tight end here. They just fell too far. I'll grab me some Brock Bowers because I have the idea of maybe I could get Marvin Harrison later. We'll see. I'll go with Bowers. It's such splitting hairs. After Brock Bowers went, Lamar Jackson, Trey McBride, JSN, Tyreek Hill, James Cook, Marvin Harrison, Breece Hall, Marion Hampton, T. Higgins, Garrett Wilson, and Tommy's on the clock here.
Yeah, so same kind of situation, obviously. Us picking at the far ends, we have double picks back-to-back. There are, the scenario here is that, we do feel that there are some running backs slightly later in the draft that can fall as my running back two. Not really feeling too keen on Kenneth Walker. This could be a really nice spot for Alvin Kamara with the PPR element, half point PPR element. But And I'm not taking quarterback here. So what I pretty much will do in this position here is I will go back to wide receiver. And this one player that we've been talking about all offseason, I'm feeling really, really good with. So I'm going to take DK Metcalf here. And with the same kind of element, I will be reaching on another player because I know that they're not going to fall back to me. I will be taking Courtland Sutton with this pick. So I'm going very heavy right now with a wide receiver that I believe that is going to bolster my roster. Then after that, Jaden Daniels goes, Mike Evans goes, Burrow goes, Hurts goes, Kamara goes, Kittle goes, McLaurin, Walker, Connor, Rice, and Billy is on the clock.
I'm on the clock now, and because I got loaded up so well on running back, I don't have to go running back. I can you go, like we got Chuba there, who's the highest on our tier rankings, but I do see my DJ Moore pick there, by far the highest in our tier rankings for that. So 100%, considering I don't have any wide receivers, he's 100% going to be the pick here. And with the other pick, I mean, I see guys that I know are not going to make it back. I know for a fact that are not going to make it back. But it's sad, but I mean, it is what it is. You gotta play that. I think at this point, I could really lock up running backs and just have a positional advantage versus everybody if I grab me some Chuba. On the wide receiver side, has Devontae fallen enough for me to be interested? Probably not. I'm still so worried about that Stafford thing, and I also wasn't that high on Devontae Adams to begin with. Well, Devontae Smith and Zay Flowers. No, but I have them in the second tier there. You know what I'll do? Just we'll give this a go. I'm gonna go high T. I'm gonna go Chuba Hubbard and lock in those running backs, man. All right, so following Chuba, Devontae Smith is off the board. Ryan Harvey, David Montgomery, Devontae Adams is off the board. Patrick Mahomes, Travion Henderson, Sam Laporta, Zay Flowers, Xavier Worthy, Jameson Williams, which I know probably annoyed Tommy, and now Tommy's on the clock.
Little bit. So we were discussing him earlier this week. Isaiah Pacheco is a player that I feel that can really bolster my RB2 position. So I'm going to start there and take Isaiah Pacheco at that position there, at my 5-12. Then there are a couple other players that are on this list, that basically that I do want to continue to bolster my roster. I will potentially be looking at a running back in this position here. But there are some pretty intriguing wide receivers. Tight end wise, I feel like who's there right now, as in TJ Hockenson and Kelce and Andrews, I could find almost equivalent talent if I wait slightly a little bit longer. And I'm not really looking to take a quarterback in this position here. Having said that, I am pretty much looking to continue my running back room. And with this pick, I will be taking in a half point PPR element. Oh man, I'm between Aaron Jones and Swift. So I think honestly, the better option in this play, because of not having a scary guy behind him in Jordan Mason, would be to basically take DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
So then after that, Tet McMillan goes, Mixon goes, Hunter goes, Jones goes, Mayfield goes, Pickens goes, Ridley, Kelce, Robinson, and Hockenson. And Billy's back on the clock.
Yeah, I'm back on the clock here. I was really hoping Pickens might make it back. Did not happen. Did not
Nope.
happen.
Nope, it did not.
We got some interesting wide receiver names on the board here. I'll just point out that I've been keeping my eye on an Ibuka, and I'm gonna try to get him on the way. I don't think I'll be able to get him with Tommy on the way, although Tommy hasn't filled out other parts of his thing. We'll see. But I can't play like that. They're all the way at the 12 spots from now. On the running back side, which I'm not looking to get, definitely some interesting names. Pollard at this point, and then obviously our ETN, which I don't need to do. So I definitely need to take a shot at wide receiver here. Like we were talking about, I'm going to lose out on a chance to get a Dunze. The problem is that I already have DJ Moore, so that's nowhere near maximizing your upside. I would have to go down to get somebody like Jacoby Myers, who I believe in. Waddle, I mean, the situation there, I mean, it could be up or it could be down. I mean, we kind of have him tiered and ranked right in the middle. Olave, I want to stay completely away from. I think what I'm going to do, it's such a scary pick. I'm going to try to bolster it with some other guys later. And by the way, this is what you get for, I went high T and I went with three running backs and a tight end in the first four rounds. I'm gonna go with Jaylen Waddle and try to fill out with some nice running backs after Jaylen Waddle. If nothing else, he's got some upside, so we'll go with Jaylen Waddle. With my next pick, again, I could go with Jerry Jeudy, who I know for nothing else he's going to crush it in week one. So I'll go with Jerry Jeudy here. Following Jerry Jeudy, Judkins is off. Debo Adunze is now off the board. Pollard, Myers, there goes Jacoby Myers, man. Cooper Kupp's off the board. Jordan Addison, Tyrone Tracy, Caleb Johnson, and now Tommy is on the board.
Yeah, so back on the clock. We've been, I think that this is a nice late round guy to take this year. Travis Etienne will be my pick at 7-12. And then I have some decisions to make at my 8-1 position. So I'm still not really looking to take tight end as of right now. I could take Mark Andrews, who is the highest ADP player right here, and bolster that. That opportunity, but I feel that he's not a season-long player. Again, if you're taking Mark Andrews this late, 8-1, for the value that you're going to get him for the first couple of weeks, I think it's a great talent to have. But I do feel like there might be other players that I may not be able to see on the way back. That would be a massive talent. This one player, we talk about him all the time, Emeka Egbuka. He's definitely somebody that I'm looking. He's on my wheel train. He's on the train. He's on the Tom train right now. Tom is a train. So Emeka Egbuka would be the guy for me to pick unless I wanted to continue to go running back. No, I'm gonna go Emeka Egbuka. After that, Ant Mark Andrews goes, Nix goes, Diggs goes, Pearsall goes, my boy, Warren Scottaboo, Ingram goes, Murray goes. Shakir goes, Williams goes, and Billy's back on the clock.
Yeah, so this is, I'm glad we get to show this to people. So this has been a couple rounds in a row that I haven't gotten the guy I wanted to fall back. Abuka didn't fall back. Pickens didn't make it to me. And I'm having to scrounge. And one thing to remember is, like, if you're at the one position or the two position or like the 11 or 12, you get less of an opportunity to play the ADP game because of how many picks just go in between. So it's worth keeping in mind that at some point, sometimes guys, you got to just get who you want. Like, I didn't get my Myers pick, et cetera. All right, so now I'm back on the board here. I could glance at the running back situation. Mason is the next off the board who we believe in as an ADP shot. I'm doing okay at running back though. At the wide receiver side, if I'm calling my shot now at Matthew Golden, now would be the time to take him. There's these other later round shots at wide receiver I could take, but I think I'm going to go with Matthew Golden and take the shot. I think it's just good. The wide re on the running back side, if I want to pull the trigger, you know what? Upside, we'll go with Jordan Mason now. Chris Godwin's off the board. Juwan Jennings, David Njoku, J.K. Dobbins, Ty Warren, Jared Goff, Zach Charbonnet, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Josh Downs, and now Slang's on the board.
All right, and I got to call my shot. I got to take my guy. Dak Prescott is my quarterback. He is going in the 9-12. After that, obviously I have right now four wide receivers, four running backs. Dak Prescott is my quarterback. I can potentially call my shot with a player that I want in tight end, but I feel like I could wait slightly on him a little bit longer. I do feel that my wide receiver room is very good, especially what I have here when it comes down to just being a two wide receiver and a flex opportunity. I can continue to bolster that opportunity to grow that room, but I just don't see the players that I want outside of one guy who we all been talking big game on, and I will search for him because he is not showing any Where he is. He's not showing his ADP to be at this point in time, but I will be taking Keenan Allen with this pick here. Then after that, Courtland Loveland goes,
Nice.
Najee Harris goes, Stevenson goes, Herbert goes, Jonnu Smith, Ayuk, Purdy, Higgins, Bigsby, Pittman. Really
Higgins,
fun spot.
I got sniped again. It's been a difficult draft for me with snipes. I mean, I've been trying to roll with the punches, but I was really looking at that Higgins shot there. All right, so I got four picks left. Obviously, one of them I gotta grab a defense, and I gotta get a quarterback on top of the other guys. So at this point, there's really only one quarterback that I'm looking at this point. Like we just
Welcome,
talked,
Justin Fields.
it's gonna be like we talked about, right? This is a 4-point passing touchdown league. I see Fields leagues ahead of those other passing guys that we talked about. I'm gonna grab Fields here because I don't think he's gonna make it back, and I don't want to play around with that. So I'll grab me a Fields here, and
You sure you didn't want to take him at the 11-1?
it's perfectly fine.
If it's a keeper league and you keep the guy in the position that we're drafted, Fields could be an 11th round pick.
Yeah, these are all the things that you're saying are logical things that you're saying. In terms of wide receivers here, so I do think I want to take one more shot on an upside pick. And Keon Coleman, like I pointed out, he's there. If nothing else, he's got upside all the way in Buffalo with the Khalil Shakir injury. Maybe he does take off, maybe he doesn't. And then if not, I could just drop him and pick somebody else up. Should also point out, we haven't really been talking about, and it wasn't even in our tiers, like the Denver backup wide receiver core. All that entire group could be options. So it's worth keeping in mind as like the late take your shot guys. I'll go with Keon Coleman. And we'll see how the rest shakes up. So Dalton Kincaid is gone. Darnell Mooney's gone. Caleb Williams. Kyle Pitts is now gone. Again, I didn't need to take those late round guys because I grabbed Bowers at his as he fell. Tajay Spears, Rashad White, Rashid Shaheed, Drake May, CJ Stroud, Austin Eckler, who's off the board. Definitely would have been a running back shot. And now Tommy's on the board.
All right, so I'm going to be taking my tight end here to pair with Dak Prescott. I'm taking Jake Ferguson, who I'm very, very, very high on this year. I think he's going to have a top 5 year. So I think it's a super, super big
Nice little
value.
stack there.
Yeah. And then after this, basically, I pretty much have everything filled. Next thing I need is a defense, which that will be actually, I probably should take him right now. No, you know what? I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because we don't take defenses before we don't start the defensive trend. So in this position here, I'm really, really happy with my wide receivers. I'm fairly happy with my running backs, but doesn't hurt to bolster more opportunity when it comes down to late round flyers. I do believe that, like I've been saying, I really, really think that the Jets are going to be a committee and there's going to be a phase out period for Breece
Oof.
Hall. Braylon Allen is a really good pick for me right here. I could steal Isaac Arendo. Isaac Arendo should have probably went 2 or 3 rounds earlier,
Sure.
in the hopes, if I'm not drafting, I'm not if I draft him when it comes down to CMC, I'm not hoping that he gets, you never hope that somebody gets injured, but you're anticipating based on the track history potentially. But I think based on this, based on my decision, it's leaning towards Braylon Allen, and I'll take him as upside. After that, Blue goes, Chubb goes, Goddard, Mims, Eagles defense, Harris goes, McCarthy goes, Luther Burden goes,
Sure.
Ray Davis, and Jordan Love. Billy's back on the clock.
Yeah, I'm back on the clock. There's no way I don't take. I mean, I see two of these, like we said, gigantic handcuffs that have huge upside. Trey Benson and Isaac Arendo here. I'm gonna go with Arendo, just
Yeah.
in this position, hoping for the McCaffrey injury or whatever. Benson
Never hope
too.
for
I
that.
mean, Benson's just basically right up there. I mean, to a lesser ceiling, but he's still gonna be great too. I'll grab Arendo, and then my last pick, I get to pick a defense. The Broncos has been to me is the number one ranked defense, especially considering their week one matchup. They're going to be the guy I grab here. And then as defenses come off the board, Tommy's going to hope that the Cardinals fall, but he's not sure. So
No, they will. They will.
we got the Commanders, the Steelers, the 49ers, the Ravens, the Vikings. Trey Benson's now off, the Seahawks, the Buccaneers, the Detroit Lions, the Houston Texans, and the Arizona Cardinals. All right, so Tom, before we call it a day here, let me read up my roster. You could read yours, and then people could vote for who they like more. So this is our final This was our final draft of the off season, our final mock draft. Let's see how we shook out. And I told you, I felt like I got sniped a whole bunch of times. My quarterback is Justin Fields. My starting running backs are Bijan and Chase Brown. My starting receivers are DJ Moore and Jalen Waddle. My tight end is Brock Bowers. My currently in my flex is Chuba Hubbard, and I got the Denver Broncos defense, superstar defense, starting off. And then in my I got for depth, I got Jerry Jeudy, Matt Golden, Jordan Mason, Keon Coleman, and Isaac Arendo.
Yeah, I built the championship roster at 12. So my quarterback is Dak Prescott. Then my two running backs is Jonathan Taylor, Isaiah Pacheco. Two wide receivers starting right now is Nico Collins and DK Metcalf. Tight end is Jake Ferguson. Flex as of right now is Courtland Sutton. I have the Arizona Cardinals defense, which is going to have a tremendous week one matchup. DeAndre Swift, the rest of my bench players, DeAndre Swift. Travis Etienne, Emeka Buka, Keenan Allen, and Braylon Allen, who will be the starting running back for the Jets late in the season.
We'll see. Before we close out, we just want to mention everybody, just wanted to say thank you very much again for joining us. Next week, we kind of have a more kind of a fun show. We'll do some picks for the season, divisions, Super Bowls, et cetera. More fun stuff, kind of getting the hype train going for the fantasy season. And then the following week after that, we get into our regularly scheduled programming here. We got our waiver shows, we got our forecast shows, and everything else that comes with it. So we really appreciate you guys joining us for this journey here. Closing thoughts?
Yeah, again, we appreciate everybody that tunes in, watch the videos, whether it's on YouTube or Apple podcast. We have a tremendous amount of opportunity that basically drops on TikTok. So again, we appreciate everybody that
TikTok.
watches our videos. TikTok has been rolling hot. We appreciate everybody that watches our videos. If you could just please lick click the subscribe,
Like, share, and subscribe,
like,
and
subscribe. Yeah,
click the bell.
you say,
Yes.
yep. You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much, everybody.